The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Me'ad brachas be'ez ha'mozen, b'ichas rachim, b'ayna Yerushalayim. Shalom u'vracha, we are now up to the third and final bracha of the brachas mid'oraisa. And endless of this is Binyan, Bracha Binyan Yerushalayim. Morris says it was instituted by Shlomo HaMelech. When Shlomo HaMelech said it, he didn't say that you should rebuild Yerushalayim, because it was already built. But it was also a tefillah for the Shloim of Yerushalayim. The glory of Yerushalayim should continue. And this is the third level of our Hoidah and Bakosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Berach HaMozen. When we eat a meal, it gives us a mozen to keep us going. Number one, we are miyachet this food HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We recognize this food came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the most basic recognition. And it was given to us for a purpose, for us to use this mozen to have strength, to do the right things, to do the Ratzon Hashem, to do the Torah mitzvahs. And also, the second facet of it is, the chen, the chesed, the good flavor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making, prepares for us. That also, increasing our appreciation for the tevis of Hashem, that He gave us the food in such a delicious and pleasant, beautiful, appeasing, appealing fashion. We then take it to the second level of watering our Torah HaTorah, not just to the food itself, but to where the food grows from, the Oretz, recognizing that we as Klal Yisrael have a special Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only with everything we do, but even the land we have, He gave us a special land. It says in Chazal that even the fruits that grow from Eretz Yisrael have a special Kedusha to them. Moshe Rabbeinu was yearning even just to eat the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. We living in Eretz Yisrael, especially though they have a chelik in that. And Kavavah, the Tachos Eretz Yisrael is not just a national homeland. That's why we stress in it. The special part of Eretz Yisrael is because this is Mashlim, the special nature of Klal Yisrael. Our goof is different with the Brit Hashem of Sereinu. Our Seichel is different with the Torah, the Maritonu, and Chukecha Shoydatonu. Our Maisim are different. We follow the Chukim of Kodesh Bohu. And our land is different. Everything about us, everything physical, and that is different than the Umas Olam, even though external looks the same. It's all Hechatim to the Kedusha. And the Ktatas of everything is Uvnei Yerushalayim, that as it throws Kedusha, because it's an Eretz in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Mokam HaMiyuchad the Beis HaMikdash, L'Hashish Shkinoso, that we know that Ktatas, that's the goal of everything. He's saying, Dayenu, the final thing is, Bona Lona Beis Al-Khira. Hashem made a special chosen place for us to have a kapora, to have a special kesher, to have a Ruch HaKodesh, Shiros HaShkina, have clarity, what's important in life, what's not important in life. People used to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and they get right away clarity what they should be doing in life. Come on, people have the Khira, they can go against that, but at least they had a clarity. Today, so many people are confused. They don't know what they're supposed to do, what shouldn't they do, what they're doing right and doing wrong. There, anyone who wanted to take it, it was clear. So that's the third and final broker of the Muslim. The Muslim that sustains us for this goal of having a complete shleimus. We know that we make the bills of Muslim midoraisa when we ate kedei sviya. I'm satiated. Satiated means complete. I have everything I need. And that's what was said when Rabbi Yosef Mosen was saying also, that we're being moida, we're thanking Hashem, and we're also on a chalakim, we don't even have the shleimus mispal to Hashem. That we know what our shleimus should look like, and that's what mispal for. That's in this bracha, in the bracha of the Mosen, by nature, the bracha of thanking Hashem, like we saw before also, sometimes in the bracha of thanking Hashem, part of the thanks is a way of expressing, I have it right, I know what's important. That's why we ask Rashi, Hashem should have Rachmanis, and Klal Yisrael, recognizing Klal Yisrael is a special nation, we have to resolve for all of them. Yerushalayim is the epitome of Kedusha, see Mishkan Kvidecho, see in the place where Hashem Shechina is, the girl who said, Machas Beitov Mashiachecho, should be zeichah to have Machas Beitov the Mashiach, that's part of the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael, to have a king that is guided solely and only by the Ratan Hashem. He's the one who represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we look up to him and we want to emulate that greatness, that Kedusha, that leadership. One of the sun when goes, we don't have the type of leadership over Klal Yisrael. All kinds of different people are involved in Klal Yisrael. Different segments come around, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Klal Yisrael as a whole does not have that one leader that's uniting them to be Oyed Hashem. And that great and holy house.
Kol Halashon.
That's the first part of the bracha. The first part of the bracha is we're saying we're now being spoiled for the shleimus of Klal Yisrael, which is the Binyan Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash and the Mashiach. Then the second stage of the bracha, we go back to our day-to-day life. And we say, Elokeinu Avinu, we recognize that you're our Father. And then we make 7 requests. The Einu should be like our shepherd, that they take care of us. The Neinu, Fanatenu, Hakaleinu, should give us food. And all our other physical needs. Avicheinu should give us not just minimum amount, we should have abundance. And Havachlanu Hashem, the Kedem called Sarasenu, should take us out of all the tzaras we have. Next request is, not we should be independent, we shouldn't need handouts from other people, or even loans from them. Just from your turn, the last one is, these are 7 requests. They're stemming from our recognition that Klal Yisrael is special, and we use that for the term of Avinu, our father. Recognize you are our father. We're different than everybody else. Like all the brothers said till now, and it's such a beautiful, amazing thing. We eat a meal, and then that meal just gets us our stomachs full. It gets us excited about the culinary experience, the physical pleasure out of it. We're using the meal to recalibrate ourselves, put us everything back into the right perspective. What I am. Yes, I ate that food. What is that food all about? The food is all about of making me able to continue being one of those bonim Hashem Elokeinu, representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And the Maharal says that part of the reason why we say Avinu, because if he's our father, then we're like his son. And the son represents the father. That's part of the HaKadosh over here. We're not only asking for a personal, selfish request that I want that food, and clothing and housing and everything I need. Since we're representing you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want Klal Yisrael to have everything they need. That's also Klal Shemayim, the ones who are representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bonim Hashem have what they need. They're in a good state. That brings the Kiddush Hashem. People say, oh, come close to Hashem. That's what he needs. And so we ask for 7 different things. Yadua 7 is also the number of Shleimus. Even the shoyish of Sheva and Soiva, are the same, the Maharal points out also. Sheva is complete and Soiva insatiated. We are satiated for our meal and now we're asking for Kodesh Boku. We recognize we're a special nation. We want to be able to be Zecha to Klape Chus and respect the whole world. Be a symbol of what Shleimus looks like. Kamuvan, with a lot of these things, the main thing of the Shleimus and Mosin and Panosa, Chalkola, Balvocha, is how we react to it. Not necessarily that everybody has to be millionaires. It has to be how is everybody's mind frame. If everybody feels that I have what I need, Havachlona, or the famous Maisa, about the person who went to Zreb and he told Zreb that I'm so dochuk, I'm so poor, I don't know what to do with myself, I don't have anything I need. He told him to go to Reb Zusha. And he went to Reb Zusha. He sees Reb Zusha living this hole in the ground, came out a very simple, poor quarter. And he starts explaining to Reb Zusha's problem. Reb Zusha says, I really don't understand you. Baruch Hashem, I have everything I need. Shefa. Suddenly this person chapters. Reb Zusha has so much less than him. He's able to look at it in such a fashion. Maybe he should also change his mind frame and be happy with what he has. That's the biggest Kiddush Hashem. When people see that we are happy, we're in good spirits, we're thankful to Hashem, thankful to others, not always complaining, not always under stress, that's the biggest Kiddush Hashem. And the way we get ourselves out of this stress is with recognizing how special we are, all these tremendous matonas, not taking things for granted, that our food to eat is a matona. We have to appreciate that. Not just your food is taken for granted, I want something else. More than that, we have a special cash with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Oretz, through the Torah Mitzvahs, through the Bris, Torah, and especially through Hashoah HaShchina. Shchina was never Pasuk, Yerushalayim, the Beit HaMikdash, other Yom HaZeh. We're in the massive of Golos in the Fulbin, but we still have special cash. Take advantage of this. Like we're saying, if you just pay a little more attention to what we're saying in the Bills of Oven, transferring such a simple act that could just go by, okay, breakfast, go on with life, or using the breakfast, or any other meal that we're going to eat in the course of the day, I feel satiated, and now I'm looking at life, the whole big picture of life, especially with Kofa, my coach was taking care of me. And with the food, from the beginning, he took us out of Mitzrayim. He gave us lands, he gave us a Torah, he gave us a mitzvah, he gave us a basic mitzvah. What we have, and what we won't have, is power, should be basic to him. And if this is our ideal, then we'll be able to, in the end, Hashem, go through the day with that feeling of, yes, Hashem is the fondest, he's only taking care of me, giving me Reva, giving everything in such a beautiful fashion, the thing that has been rationed.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.